Okay, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're starting in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Saif Hey. Im Kara Parashat Para. If he read Parashat Para, so Parashat Para, the point is to read about the Korba Para Aduma. Upasak, and he stopped the reading. So he passed me the Chumash. Upasak, Ve'vlehager Agar Betocham. The Galal has Sefer Torah. No, you don't put the Galal Sefer Torah, and he rolled the Sefer Torah. Chozer upoteach umatchil mirosha parasha. He has to start again from the beginning of the parasha because he didn't read the main parts. If you look in the beginning of Parashat Chukat, in the beginning of Parashat Chukat, so Ve'lager Agar Betocham. So you go, it starts in the beginning, Parah Aduma, tells him how to make it, Chibes Begadav, Soref Otam, Asaf Ish Tahor, V'chibes, Pasuk Yud, V'chibes HaOsef Et Efer HaParah Begadav, V'tameh Ad HaAret, V'ayetal Bnei Yisrael, V'lager Agar Betocham, V'chukat Olam. Now there's another 12 Pesukim after that. All the laws of who has to be, who has to do para aduma, right? Kona noge benefesh, velakach ezov etaval b'mayim. Half of the laws of the para aduma are not there. Lager agar betucham is only the making of the para aduma. But the actual application and the rules of tumat met are not there. So it's considered that he didn't read the ikar of the parasha. So therefore he says, if he close the Sefer Torah, he has to open it again and start from the beginning. And he has to go to Tmad Ha'ariv. That's the end of the parasha. Umevarech, and when he does it again, Mevarech Lefanei Olachareya. Now the Lashon of Maran sounds like if he closed the Sefer, he has to start again and make a new beracha, because we would say that closing the Sefer is like Eseh Chadad. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, V'galala Sefer Torah Ot Yudzayin V'arbe Aharonim Eskimu D'galal Lav Davka. A lot of the Aharonim agree that it's not if he closed it. Ela Ha'ikar Talui Be'imberech Achareya. The main thing is if he made the Beracha after. V'im Lo Berech, if he didn't make the Beracha, Afal Pi She'galala Sefer Torah, even though he closed, rolled the Sefer, Chozer v'kore tamotar v'lo beracha lefaneha. He can read it again without making another beracha. Yes, he quoted the same thing yesterday. Over there, Maran said if he made the beracha. Over here, Maran says if he rolled it. And
I stopped short. That's what happened.
Yeah. Maran didn't say anything, but whatever, that was the question.
That's only because it's not the inyan, that's right.
You have to finish the inyan. What? Afal pi merosh parasha. So why? The hadlo sagi shiatchil mimakom shepasak mitchila. Why? Why don't I just start? I read to pasuk yud, start from pasuk yud aleph. The kevan shelo karu mitchila kaseder shetiknu chachamim. Since you didn't read what the chachamim told you to read. And kan kiriya, it's not considered a reading. Ve'al pize, ve'al pize, afal piken, hiskimu acharonim. De'im dileg pasuk echa eze pasuk. He just skipped one pasuk eno chozer. Dare korea parashiot b'shabbatot shelahem. So l'chaora, it's not worse than what Maran said. If you skip the pasuk in parashat ha-mu'adot, you don't have to go back. So what's the problem? He skipped half of the parasha, more than half. That's not kitakana chachamim. Skipping a pasuk is a mistake. Achen calls it davka imdileg me'apisukim she'ena mi'ikar chovat hayom. That's if he skipped the pisukim that are not the main points. Tehainu ad lager agar betocham. Those are the main ones. Aval imdileg Mi'ikar chovat hayom. If he skipped the main part, he's kim be'el yirabe dechozer. He says, for that you have to go back. Uchemo shenet ba'er le'el b'mishna b'ra se'if katan yur alef le'inyan pesuke korban musaf. By the pesukim of the korban musaf, okay. Harishon. Vav. Hakore batorah rishon. Somebody read Kohen or the first guy. Vekara sheni ma shekara rishon. And the second guy repeated what the first guy read. Em hosif al ma shekara rishon shelosha pesukim. If he added three pesukim, no. O afilu shnayim v'makom delo efshar. Or even if he added two pesukim, where there's no choice, oto sheni ole min haminyan, the second guy counts. Ve'im lav, but if he didn't add new pesukim, eno ole min haminyan, he doesn't count. There's only one case that it does. Chutz mi pareh chag, mishum delo efshar. The only case that it counts is on Sukkot, when there's only two things to read, Yom HaSheni and Yom HaShelishi, and everybody's got to repeat, because that's the thing. But anytime you have more, repeating doesn't help. So where's Heicha Delo Efshar? Is Rosh Chodesh. Rashi Harishon, V'davke Di'avad. So now, let's say I want to go back, I'm going to read, I say, you know, what did we say? Ki Barecha Varechecha. We want to read it 75 times. So, if is that okay? Mishnah Berurah says no. V'davka di'avad. Aval l'chatchila, en kedai shiyikra l'mafreya ma'pesukim ha'kodmim, afilu im yirtze l'osif aleihem kama. Even if I'm going to add. Ach, yesh nohagim v'parashat v'chukotai. Some say in parashat v'chukotai, korim la'ole tochecha shelosha pesukim kodem. כדי להתחיל בדבר טוב, אף שכבר קרא השלישי אותם בפסוקים. So if you look at the way the parasha is broken up in בחוקותיי, right? בחוקותיי was it שלישי starts the
I don't know.
No, so in the way we have it is not with the way they have it here. ואחתם ישן נושן. So right is start shilishi. So that's three pesukim before the kilalot. Right. So he's saying that they used to read all the way to komemiyut for the sheni.
Then start.
Right, and then back up three pesukim. So when there's a reason you do it. The kevan. So what's the reason? Lekoren laole tochecha shlosha pesukodem kedel atchil b'davar tov. Av shekevar kara shilishi otam pesukim. I'm looking kavchet. Magen Avraham velvush. V'hainu davka la'alot meminyan akiruim. Aval im eno ole meminyan akiruim kegon la'achar sheva mutar lechatchila ledaat mechaber lekama besiman resh pebet saif bet. Da'afilu be'eno mosiv mutar. So the reke of kibarecha varechecha is fine because it's not ole from the minyan. It's already after. Uledat haramah desvira leke amorchi. Efshar diyesh lahachmir gam baze. Could be yishubi machmir. Techen mashma ketzab beamorchi sof megila. Now the question was, why don't they do like we have it over here to stop by vachatem yashan oshan? So they quoted that they want to read all of the berachot. They don't want to stop in the middle of the berachot. So the kanere, the minhag is to stop in the middle of the berachot. Okay. At least Ashkenazim. Shelosha pesukim. He should read lechatchila three new pesukim. Or afilu shnayim b'makom shelo efshar haynu. Sheosif shne pesukim. He added two pesukim. Al pasuk echad shekara mimal shalom. From the one pasuk he read from before. Kemo she'anu nagim berosh chodesh. She'alevi matchil pasuk shekara kohen. Right, ואין הוא מוסיף רק שני פסוקים, אני only adds two פסוקים. מפני שאי אפשר בעניין אחר, you can't do it any other way, כמו שיתבאר בהלכות ראש חודש. במקום דלא אפשר, what do you mean not possible? היינו דלא אפשר לקרות שלושה. He can't read three new pesukim, ki im shnayim. He can only read two, mishum desalik in yana, because the topic ends. The ilo efshar klal, if it's impossible to read new things at all, ha-vedumya depare ha-hag, and then we let you read the same thing again and again. Ve'im lav, shelo kara shelosha. If he didn't read three new pesukim, bemkom she-efshar lo lekrot shelosha, where he can read three. O shelo kara shnayim, where he didn't read two, bemkom daya efshar lo ako panim lekrot shnayim. Eno olem en aminyan, it doesn't count. Milashon ze mashma. De en isur badavar la hazor velikrot ma shekara ha olesh lefanav. Sounds like there's nothing wrong with repeating. Not like the Mishnah Berurah said davka di avad. Ela she en ole leminyan akiruim. He just won't count as an ole. Ve azi leshita te, Maran is going according to his shita. The siman resh pe bet, saif bet. Ve ayin sham berama de cholek al ze. If you're not counting as an ole, if you're counting only, no, you shouldn't count one and two. You should read three new pesukim. V'parei achag, except for parei achag, v'chol ha-moed sukot, da-revi'i chozer v'kore ma shekara kohen v'alevi. The fourth guy reads again. Mishum de-lo efshar lekro lefanav ma she'enu enyano shel yom. What do you want to read? It's not relevant. Siman kuf lamed che. Hakore ba Torah, if somebody's reading the Torah, lo yishayer ba parasha, he shouldn't leave over in the parasha, pachot mishlosha pesukim. So the parasha means before a pay or a summit, right? Where there's a space in the Torah. So you shouldn't leave before a space in the Torah, pachot mishlosha pesukim, less than three pesukim. Because the people that will leave the shul, sheyomru, they're going to assume she-ha-ole acharav, that the next ole lo yikra ela shene pesukim nisharim. He's probably only going to read the next two pesukim until the space in the Torah, till the parasha. So that's one chashash. One chashash is don't end within three pesukim before the parasha. Because we're afraid that the guy leaving, who's not going to actually see the next Oleh, is going to say, the next guy is only reading two. And he's going to say, it's mutar to read two. So they're going to ask him, is it mutar to read two pesukim? He say, yes. How do you know? Because when I left the shul, there was only two pesukim left. And must be that we're going to give the guy an aliyah with only two pesukim. V'chein, lo yatchil bah pachom mishlosha pesukim. You shouldn't start when there's less than two pesukim left to the parasha. Why? Mepenei nechnasim, because of the people coming in. Az vebet hakeneset sheyomru, they'll say shelo kara harishon el shnei pesukim. They're gonna say the first guy only started with two pesukim. Why? Because why is this guy starting two pesukim after the parasha? Must be the guy before. They're not gonna think he read the parasha before. Hagaha ve'en haluk, there's no difference between parasha petucha l'stuma. Doesn't make a difference if there's a pay or a summit. Uparasha she'en arak shne pesukim. Let's say you have a parasha that's only two pesukim. Mutar l'shayer batehla ulafsik sham. You could end over there, stop before it, or read after it. Ve'cheyaven. Okay, let's stop over here. Mishnah Berurah. Lo yishayer. Haynu. Shelo yisayem, he shouldn't end. Leshum echad meha'olim, to any of the olim, samuch la'atchalat ha'parasha she'achareha. Next to the beginning of the parasha following, pachom yishlusha pesukim, or less than three pesukim. Mepnei ha'yotzim ben gavra le'gavra. Because some people are going to leave between olim. She is beru, they're going to think, sheze she'ale acharav, the guy that's going to go up next, lo yikra rak shne pesukim, ad ha'parasha. He's going to read only the two pesukim that are left. Parasha haynu petucha ostuma. That's where there's a pay or a samech. Ve'lo ma'asha olam korim parasha. Now what the people call a parasha, daynu sheni shelishi. Right? Ve'hu ta'ut gamu. That's nothing to do with anything. Ve'yiz beru lomar. They're going to think, shemutara kiriya afilu bepachom mishlosha pesukim. That you let her go up and read less than three pesukim. ואם טעה, if he made a mistake, וסיים שני פסוקים סמוך לפרשה ופרח אחריה, the guy made it, he ended and he made a ברכה. So now what does the next guy do? איסליק עניינה כגון פרשת המועדות. If it's going to be the end of the topic, like on the holidays, שטעה ברביעי, he made a mistake by the fourth guy. ולא שיהיה רק שני פסוקים, he read too far. So he only left two pesukim. Matchil im hamishi pasuk echad l'mafreya. So the hamishi will go back one pasuk and read. Right? That's iyevshar, like Maran said. Two extra pesukim, iyevshar. The la salik inyanach. If it's not the end of the topic, en aoleh harav matchil l'mafreya pasuk echad. He doesn't go back one pasuk. Ela yatchil lekrot mimakom shesiyem aoleh shelefanav. Let him start from there. V'yikra otan shene pesukim. Let him read those two pesukim. Ve'od shelosha pesukim oyotem miparashalach shalachareya. And then another two.
And if you're the last Oleh, another three. Last Oleh, that's what Selik Anyan was Selik Anyan.
Yeah, the topic is over.
If you're the last Oleh, you have to go back. Now last Oleh, you go.
Basically. V'chen lo yatchil. He shouldn't start less than three pesukim into the parasha. Hainu. Shelo yisayem im arishon. Don't end with the first guy. Shene pesukim ahara parasha. Two pesukim into a parasha. The imken, if you're going to do that. Yatchil asheni shene pesukim ahara parasha. The second guy is going to start two pesukim in. So what's the problem? The yomru anichnasim, when people come in, ben gavra le gavra, and they see a guy starting two pesukim in a parasha. Sheze shekara lefanav lo kara ela shne pesukim. He only started read the two pesukim shemirosh parasha ad kan. Ve'en chiluk bechol ze ben kiryat shiva, whether it's the shiva olim or elu shekurim lo hosafa, or if it's a reket. Ve'afilu hamaftir, even the maftir lo yatchil shne pesukim la'achar parasha. Kegon sheyesh parasha basof shel chamisha pesukim. The last parasha in the seder, it's five pesukim, right? So I only need three. So he's going to start three pesukim from the end. Ela yikra kula, go back up and read the whole five. The afim aole shivi aharon lo karu lefanav raka hamisha pesukim ela. Even if the mashlim also only read these five pesukim, yachola hazov el korot otam lekore amafir. Read them again. You don't have to read less for the maftir. The main thing is follow the halacha. Ve'umikol makom, himetchil ha-maftir mishloshet ha-pesukim ha-acharonim, ve'kara misham. If the guy started from the last three and he read, afal pi she'adayin lo birech beracha acharona. So even though he didn't make the beracha, so technically you could have him go back. En tarich lachazor ulatchil mitchilat ha-parashin. You have to go back and fix it. Ve'day be'kiryazu. And it's enough. He says it's mashma if he wants. He could go back. Okay. Mepenei anichnasim. V'chol zeh lechatchila. It's not like reading only two pesukim. Aval b'di'avad im kara leharishon. He read for the first guy. V'siyem shene pesukim ahar parasha. And he ended two pesukim after the parasha u'birech la'achareha. Lo yatchila sheni ha'ole achara mirosh ha'parasha. He doesn't have to go back and start from the beginning. Ela yikra mimakom shesiyem arishon va'elach. Right? He should start from where the first guy finished and go. De'en lachmir b'di'ava mishum chashach shenichnasim v'yotzim. You don't have to be machmir. Dechanal b'siv katan aleph. Like we said in siv katan aleph. Now, l'chaura, according to the Ramah, that he said that there's a problem to go back and reread, I can understand why you shouldn't go back. But according to Maran, maybe there'd be a reason. What do you lose? What do you lose by going back?
Don't repeat the Sukkim.
He has a long piece in the back. Let's see. But that's what Mishnah Berurah is posek. You don't have to go back. Mutar leshayer batechila. Parasha she'en arak shnei. A two pasuk parasha you'll let end. Ritzono lomar l'sheir etzel parasha. You can stop right before it. Ve'en lahush, and you don't have to worry mipnei yotzim. Shiyomru they'll say shakore acharav lo yikra ela shnei pesukim. That the guy afterwards is only going to read two pesukim. They call she'en ruim shinui lo hashinan. If you don't see something strange, we're not choshesh. Meaning ending at a parasha is normal. Ending right before a parasha is weird. So if they end right before a parasha, they got to say, oh, he's leaving room for the next oleh. But ending before a two pasuk parasha, mayesh. I ended at a parasha. The davka im yaniach shne pesukim ba parasha shemesayim ba. If he's leaving two pesukim left, ze haveshinui. That's a little bit strange. Umevidi lehashat. It brings suspicion. When he just finishes the parasha, I route to the end of the parasha. Buadin, shemuta lekroa parasha zot. You're allowed to read a two pasuk parasha. Betziruf, ma shekara lefanea. Right, the guy read 20 pesukim. He got to a parasha that has two pesukim. Hey, Kamel, he reads more. Right, he read another two pesukim. Right. And we're not ula hafsika haran to stop. Velo haishina, we're not afraid. Shema yomru anichnasim aharkach. When a guy comes in and he sees the next guy start at a parasha that comes after two pesukim, the guy before read two pesukim. Ela parasha zo belvad shishne pesukim. The davka be'alma, it's only other cases, the mafsik be'emsa parasha. Like we said, when you stop two pesukim into a parasha, that looks strange. Haishina de yomru anichnasim. He probably read only two. The ilav ha'achi, if he read more than that, lama kara lehalan, why did he read two? V'lo siyim b'gmara parasha, why didn't he stop by the end of the parasha? Mashen ken ha'achad, de be'emet siyim b'gmara parasha. Since he's finishing by a parasha, that's normal. Leka lamecha shlemidi. V'yesh machmirim bazeh. Some are machmir, he quotes El Yerava and the Pri Chadash, shekorin, right? She'en la'asot ken l'chatchila. Ki'im, but everybody does it. Ki'im b'kriyat Rosh Chodesh. Why? She'korim b'yom ha'shabbat la'shelishi. Right? The third oleh, the Yisrael, on Rosh Chodesh, he reads from Olat Tami, three pesukim, then he reads yom ha'shabbat. Then we stop for the Revi'i from Uvrashei Chodshechem. Betziruf ma shekara l'fanav shelosha pesukim. She'esh barak shne pesukim. Because over there, everybody knows. Aval, it's 2 and 3. Aval, kishikurim parashat ha-shavua beseder Pinhas, en lahafsik ahar v'yom ha-shabbat l'chatchila. So according to them, when you're reading parashat Pinhas, don't end after two pasuk parasha. Right? Uchai gavna b'sha'are mekomot kishira parashat ketana. Katava magen Avraham. Very interesting halakha. Ema parasha hi be'emsa pasuk. Let's say the parasha is in the middle of the pasuk. Kegon betchilat parashat Pinchas bepasuk v'hi acharei hamagefa. Sheyesh piska be'emsa pasuk. In the middle of the pasuk, there's a parasha. Right? Or b'nei, v'yu b'nei Yaakov shenei masar.
So you're not stopping in the middle of the pasuk.
One second. Mutar lesayem bas pasuk asamuchlo. So you could end right at the end of that. Right? Right, so you want to stop right there? It's okay. Why?
Middle of the pasuk.
No, right at the end of that pasuk. Okay. The end of that pasuk. She'en chashash. What are you going to say? The guy's going to say he only read that pasuk. Why? He didn't stop in the middle of the pasuk. She'en chashash. Ayotzim yomru shaoleh acharav lo yikra rak ad apeskai. Shakol yodin. She'en mesayimim be'emtsa pasuk afopi she'yesh am parasha. No, nobody's going to think you end in the middle of pasuk. So you can stop before it, you can stop after. We'll leave it over here. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.